June 25th, 9527 BC. Apollome the Great Destroyer burst from the depths of her hellish prison to set fire to the entire Earth, intending to scorch it back to its primordial ooze. Her wrath was implacable, and no one was immune. Waves crashed over continents and sank them overnight to the bottom of the oceans. Roiling black clouds obliterated the sun. All life upon the human Earth was threatened with extinction. Even the very gods trembled in fear. Why? Because those gods of old had banded together once more to take from her the one thing she'd loved above all others again, the only one she'd allowed them to lock her in prison to save, her second-born son, the sole child she'd hidden in the world of man, hoping to spare him from their cruelty and slaughter. And like his brother before him, he had been persecuted by the gods. No mercy had been shown him, no kindness. Instead, her own pantheon had allowed humanity to abuse him and had gone out of their way to stalk him until they'd succeeded in brutally murdering him just after the eve of his 21st year. As with Monocribos before him, he'd been deprived of his father's love, deprived of his mother's protection. Now, she would have her vengeance. In a furious blood quest for atonement, Apollome had set upon her own pantheon first, annihilating every god who'd cursed her child. Until she reached the final two in Kadateros. There, the ancient goddess sent the force of her winds to knock both Symphora and her daughter Betania into the bright foyer of the Theocropolis where the Atlantean gods had once held their immaculate parties and their meetings that determined the fates of mankind, along with those of Apollome's beloved sons and husband. She stalked them like the predator she was, intending to feast upon their souls for what they'd done. "You killed him! All of you!" Symphora, their goddess of death and sorrow, who was as dark in coloring as Apollome had been before they'd interfered with her first and only love, shook her head. "We didn't kill your son. He still lives." Narrowing her swirling silver eyes as her white hair cascaded around her lithe body, Apollome curled her lips. "My Apostolos was slaughtered this morning by the Greek god you invited into my lands. A god who had killed her son and then cursed all the Apollite people to die painfully at age 27. Symphora's eyes widened in terror. "I never welcomed Apollo here. That was a decision made by you and Archon." "Shut up!" Apollome blasted her into oblivion for speaking a truth that speared her with guilt. She refused to be blamed for what had happened to her child. The gods had betrayed both her sons, Monocribos and Apostolos, and she was done with them. Now alone in the wake of her mother's fate, Betania faced Apollome without any help whatsoever. Her dark caramel skin turned pale. The Atlantean goddess of wrath, misery, and the hunt was the last one standing. She would be the last one to fall. But as Apollome reached for her, she hesitated at the sight of Betania's distended belly. The much younger goddess was pregnant, about to give birth any day by the looks of her. In that moment, rage and pain warred within her heart. Most of all, compassion flared deep as she felt the pangs of a mother who lost her child not once, but twice. How could she deliver such pain to another? Her breathing labored, Betania met her gaze levelly, without fear or deceit. Of all the goddesses in Kadateros, she was by far the most beautiful, half Egyptian and half Atlantean. Her exotic features were sharply chiseled and framed by a wealth of thick ebony hair that set off her almond-shaped eyes to perfection. Apollome could see why the Egyptians called her Bethany. In Atlantean, Betania meant keeper of misery, but in her father's language, Bethany meant oath of grace. A far more fitting moniker for such a fetching creature. "I didn't incarcerate you or hunt your son, Apollome. I took no part in their cruelty. The one time I thought I'd stumbled upon your son in the human realm, I came to you with that information and not the others. I never breathed a word to them against either of you. Tears choked her. You know it's true. I came here today to leave this pantheon forever, so that I could have my own baby in peace, away from their politics. Please, do not do to me what I did not do to you. The girl was right, and Apollyme knew it. No matter how much she wanted Batanya's blood, she couldn't kill another innocent baby. Especially not on this day. Not while the soil was still damp and stained with the blood of her own son. Who among the gods is his father? The father's mortal. Human. Human. There was something Apollyme would never have suspected from a goddess she knew hated that disgusting species even more than she did. His name? Styx of Didymos. For a moment, Apollyme couldn't breathe as her rage renewed itself with a vigor unprecedented. Of all the mortals in all the world, that was not the name to give her. Not today. Not after she'd seen through her son's own eyes the life he'd lived, and what had been done to him because of Styx of Didymos. Damn him! For Styx was the prince she'd chosen to bond with her own son, to protect him from the gods who'd been hell-bent on killing her precious apostolos. The human twin brother, who was supposed to have protected her child and his birthright. Instead, Styx had stood by and allowed her son to be slaughtered and betrayed. Of all men, he was the very human whose throat she wanted most to personally rip out. She felt her eyes turning from silver to red as her destroyer form took over. Batanya stumbled away and wrapped her arms around her belly to protect her baby. Please, Apollyme. My baby's innocent. So was mine. Both of them. And yet her sons had been given death sentences by the gods. All of them. Before she could stop herself, Apollyme reacted on instinct. And she returned to the goddess what her pantheon had done to her. In the blink of an eye, she ripped Batanya's son from her belly with a furious scream. Batanya staggered back and fell to her knees. Gasping, she stared at her unmoving son in Apollyme's hands, and she reached out toward him, but Apollyme wouldn't have it. No one had shown her an ounce of mercy, not once. Therefore, she delivered it back full force. She blasted Batanya away and turned the bitch into a statue like all the others. Let her sit out eternity in a fathomless void where she could hear and see, but never again move or be part of any world. It was what they all deserved for what they'd done to her, what they'd done to her children. Then Apollyme looked down at the tiny infant in her hands and started to discard it, as they'd done to her son, to toss him into the sea like he was garbage without a second thought so that he could die. But because he was the son of Styx, it was as if she held her own son in her arms. He looked like her apostolos. Identical, in fact. Every last part of him was the same. His tiny little fingers and toes, his lips that never had a chance to call her mother. Tears filled her eyes as she remembered that day, 21 years ago, when Apostolos had been ripped from her womb and taken from her. So small and fragile. Just an innocent babe in need of love. And she remembered when Monocribos had been so tiny and sweet. When all he'd done was beg for his father's love, after they'd stolen his father from both of them and left them lost in their grief, powerless to keep the world from crushing them with its unkindness. Just like you, she whispered to the baby. They were helpless, too. No one had taken pity on them. For her sons alone, she'd allowed her powers to be bound, had allowed the gods to lock her into a dark, hollow prison, until she'd lost what little sanity she'd had. Her tears formed crystals on her cheeks as they fell silently and her grief shredded a heart she'd never wanted to begin with.
Damn you, Kisere, for making me feel love.
Because of him, the goddess of destruction was not without feelings. Her heart was shattered, and she was devastated, and no matter how much she hated Styx or Didymos, she couldn't bring herself to kill this baby, who looked so much like the creature that had fathered him. A baby who looked so much like her precious Apostolos, who wasn't supposed to die so very young, so very brutally. More tears blinded her as she struggled to breathe past the pain that lacerated her heart.
I will protect you, little one. You will grow to be a strong, fine man.
Out of darkness comes the light. From the loins of this Stygian hell, you are born, and you will be called Orion, the flame of our new people, and one day you will be my blade, my vengeance upon them all. They took my son from me, and I will take theirs from them. Together, my precious flame, we will destroy the human race and all the gods of this earth. But first, he would have to be reborn in the land of the mortals, and from the belly of a mother who would have no idea of who or what she carried, what this child's destiny would become. And Apollyme knew just who his new temporary mother would be, what father would be the best to mentor him to manhood. Aye, the world of man would tremble before them all.